title of my message this morning. I've been impressed with those words, fix it. And I'll let you know a little bit about my week. I've had more troubles this week. And anyway, I've got some good thoughts out of it that I'd like for us to consider. Do you have anything at home or in the garage that you've kind of set aside that's not working that you said, someday I want to fix that? Well, recently, after about 10 or 15 years, a few weeks ago, I've got rid of some of those things that I said I was going to fix and never got to it. So my list got a little bit shorter. I've still got some things I need to fix, work on. But my list is a little bit shorter than it was a few weeks ago. I was thinking about fixing things, and I'll ask us, how many of us here like problems? Things that don't work. If you like problems and things that don't work, you're way ahead of me. Because I'm not there yet. I think as people, humans, we like things to go smoothly. We like things to go well. We like to be able to get on our mower and go mow, cut grass. We like for things to work. And when things don't work, we call that a problem. And I would like to make a little list here this morning of problem-solving skills. I'd like for us to think about that a little bit, and I jotted down a few things. But the first thing I want to put down, when we've got a problem, and problems we don't like, and sometimes we ignore them or kind of pretend that they're not there, or we put them off. But usually there comes a time, if it's very needy and important, we've got to work with it one way or another. But I thought about the first deal I want to write down here is prayer. Now, I don't really know how to bring this out all together because I feel like sometimes we get in our mind that God is like a if I pray a right prayer, I push a button and the problem's gone. And I haven't found that the Lord always works that way. Especially when the problem is me. The Lord, it's a learning process, but I want to get Psalms 127, 127, in the first verse, Psalms 127, 1, it says, "Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain." So, I believe this verse is bringing out that we need God's help. We need His blessing. We need His presence. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. We need God's help. We need His favor. We need His blessing. And When we have problems, you know, sometimes it's easy to just, you know, we just automatically think, what are we going to do? We've got a problem. We've got something here. And many times we can just begin to turn it over in our minds and mull. And it's so easy for us to forget to take our problems to God in prayer. And I feel like that's a very important step, is to bring our problems to the Lord in prayer and put them before Him and ask for His help and His blessing and ask Him to help us to know what He wants us to do. The other day when I was mowing, it's a hydrostatic. I didn't buy the mower new. I got it at an auction, but it's a hydrostatic. It's a zero turn. I like those mowers. You can get in tight places and you can turn it just right on the dime. They're really nice when they're going. But I brought it in the other day. The garage, the deal wasn't working right. The left turn thing, and I didn't know what was going on. I had to push it. Can't remember if I had to push it the last little bit, but it wasn't operating right. And so I got it up on, lifted it up so I could crawl underneath and begin to look at it and to examine. And that's what I want to write for number two, is examination. Now, I know way more about my mower than I did last week. I don't know it all, but I know way more than I did the week before last. I'm kind of on a learning curve with this mower. But I cleaned it had oil and stuff and dirt and grass, and I began to clean it off, and I feel like that's a very part of the examination process of, you know, where is our real problem? Sometimes there can be a lot of other things that are in close proximity that kind of throw us off. But when we're able to get rid of and separate and divide, and when I was able to clean things and I got some light in there, I was able to see. I was pretty amazed at what I saw. This thing's got what they call, it's a hydro gear. There's one on each side. It works off a hydraulic system, has hydraulic oil, but it's not actually hydraulic oil. It's really motor oil, but they say hydraulic oil, but it's actually oil that they, at least through this machine, that they run through. But there was one bolt. It's got a bar that connects the two together, and there's four bolts that hold this thing up to the frame, plus this bar that connects it to the other one. All the bolts were gone except for one bolt, and it was coming loose. The thing was literally about to fall apart underneath of me. That's connected to a wheel, and I disconnected that bar because I was trying to position this thing so I could. I went to Atwood's, I got some more bolts. I took one out on the other side so I know the length and the size and everything. And I took that bolt out and that thing dropped. The tire and the whole thing. I thought, whoa, what's going on here? There was only one little bolt that was holding that wheel and that thing in place. But I began to see and to investigate. And I think in our problems too, we have to try to investigate, ask the Lord. And I mentioned prayer. It's the Lord that is able to help us to see. It's the Lord to help us to open our eyes and be able to recognize sometimes the problem and the real source of our problems. That takes honesty on our part, because I'm not just talking about lawnmowers this morning. I'm talking about people, us. The Lord wants us to fix our problems. He wants us to begin to work on our problems with His help. You know, there are things, and it's such a, you know, sometimes we kind of just get used when something is not working right. We just kind of get used to the sound of it not working right. You know, we get used to those noise, and it just almost, well, that's just the way it is. That's just the way this thing runs. You know what else I found out last night? One of my pulleys, the bearings are almost completely out of one of the pulleys that the belt spins on. It's shot. I mean, I turned that thing and it just... But I would have never known that if I wouldn't have began to investigate, began to clean things off and began to look. I would have never known some of the things that were there. And we have to do that also with our problems. Inwardly and spiritually, we have to begin to look inward and ask the Lord, help us to know, Lord, what's not working right? Help us to, because it's just easy for us to get, you know, in our society today, dysfunction is viewed as functional. Dysfunction. I mentioned some of that Wednesday night, but there is so much dysfunction in our world today, and people just think, they just think it's normal. And many times, functional things are viewed as dysfunctional. Things that work in our world today. And the word functional means that it works like it's intended. In other words, it produces, it works. And God wants us to be functional in our lives. He wants us to be able to... But I thought about under examination putting looking... listening, and honest, being honesty. Being honest with ourselves and with our problems. And I feel like this, I believe sometimes as humans, we can always sometimes put the blame, and I've seen this, people put the blame on other people, other situations, and they can do that their entire life. It's always the other person. It's always them. What's wrong with the rest of the world? It's always out there. But Lord, help us to be able to... I remember I think maybe it was Brother Leslie, I don't remember, but there was... they talked about a minister, he was a evangelist, and he went around to different meetings, and he had problems at every meeting he went to. And lo and behold, they seemed to be similar. And lo and behold, he finally... the Lord got over to him and said, You're the problem. you're the problem. You know, it's hard to see ourselves. I don't know why it's that way. It is. Or maybe I don't think it's just me. It's so easy to see other people. It's so easy to see sometimes their shortcomings or their weakness or their needs. But it's hard to see our own. Sometimes it's hard to see our own selves, our own problems. And that's where honesty comes in. But God, the Lord wants us to work with Him to fix it. Our problems, the Lord can work with us to help us to fix our problems. And you know how it is. I don't know if it's... maybe more on the male side, but You know how when you've got something that's not working and you work on it and you work on it and finally you fix it? How does that feel? It just, you feel good inside. It just, hey, this thing's going. I actually did it. There's a good fit. Well, the Lord can, that can happen with our problems. But sometimes we just get complacent and we just get used to that noise or that broken thing. Or sometimes it's a utensil that we still use it, but we can't fully use it. We just kind of baby it because it's broken some way. And we just kind of work around. Oh, the Lord can help us today. I believe the Lord has an answer for every problem, every difficulty. And He can help us fix things. He can help us to fix things. And it's such a blessing to us when He does. But this is an important part, being able to take time. If I don't look, if I don't, you know, begin to seek and with prayer, Lord, help me to be able to find this. Help me to be able to fix and be able to identify. That's pretty important, being able to identify. And I admire mechanics that are skilled mechanics. They can hear a car, and sometimes before even looking at it, they could tell you where the problem's at. They can hear it. They've had so much experience dealing with it that they can just tell you, oh, it's going to be right here. Let's look at this. And boom. You know, what would take me a week or 2 weeks or a month, you know, they can know. And that comes, experience comes when we begin to work, when we begin to work through some of those problems that we have. Another step I wanted to get was to be able to seek after knowledge. On my mower, I was able to download, and I never had an owner's manual, so I got one. I printed it down, not an owner's manual, a parts manual. But you know, there was a lot of directions and instruction in the parts manual that I found that was invaluable to me. I mean, I didn't know how to do even fill in the hydraulic reservoirs and things that you have to do to make it work right. It's just invaluable to us. And knowledge is that way. Knowledge gives us an advantage. It gives us strength. It gives us guidance and help. And I wanted to get scripture in Proverbs, the 24th chapter. Proverbs 24. And I'd like to start at the first verse. He says, "Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. For their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in the multitude of counselors there is safety." You know, this is all through the scriptures about seeking after wisdom, knowledge, counsel. And we have knowledge at our fingertips. There are so many things that we can search into and look for and to find things that would help us, that would benefit and help us in so many different areas. But God has that in the Scriptures. The Lord has knowledge. He has counsel. If we take time to get in the Scriptures and study the Word of God, that is knowledge, that is understanding, that's allowing the Lord to speak to us and to help us with our problem and decision. And it mentioned here, he said, a man of knowledge increases strength. It gives us, when we gain knowledge of something, it gives us an advantage and it gives us help in being able to solve our problems and our difficulties. So does that fix the problem? We get the knowledge, we prayed, we asked God, we've examined it, and we seek after knowledge. Does that fix our problem? It doesn't, does it? What's another step? What's that?
Yourself?
I want to put decision. We've got to come to a point that we're going to decide, what am I going to do? I've got this knowledge. I've looked at things. What am I going to do for now? We've got to come to a point of, it's got to bring us to a place of decision that we're able to do something to help fix problems and situations that need help and fix. And I believe God can help us to be able, but decision is a very important part. And another aspect I want to get this, sometimes things can be, problems can look overwhelming to us. And it sometimes can cause us to think, you know, I really don't know where even to start with this thing. But if we can just do one little step, and that's part of the decision process. Now I'll tell you, my mower is not fixed and cutting grass yet. It's not there. It's in the process. And I'm looking forward to the time that I get fixed, but I did get it all bolted up. I got it all back lined up, and that was a chore. But I got it all lined back up. I got the bolts in. I got them tightened down. So that's a step that I got behind me that I don't have to do. I'm one step closer to my goal. And if we can do that with our problems and difficulties, that we don't just let them overwhelm us, but if we can just take a little step in the right direction of deciding, Lord, help us to recognize what do I need to do here? Help me to make... And we do that, the problem gets smaller. It's not quite as insurmountable as it was at the very beginning. And each little step we take, God is able to help us. And I thought about... Well, we'll go ahead and go to the next one. Number five, I put... I didn't have a better way to put it. It's the getting dirty part. It's the getting dirty part. Okay, that sounds better. That sounds cleaner. That sounds much cleaner. But I want to talk about the dirt a little bit. You know, there's just dirt. My fingernails are... You look at my fingernails and they're dirty. I've cut them off pretty close, but they're still... From the grease and the oil and the dirt, we get dirty. Last night I was working on it. I did something and stuff fell down in my face. I got stuff in the corner of my eye. And, oh, wow, what was that? It's probably grass. I'm allergic to lots of grasses. But if we don't, we've got to get dirty. There comes a point where I've got to begin to work, and begin to take a step and begin to do the steps that we need to do. It's just it's the dirty part. You know, I appreciate medics, those people that can come on a scene and they see all the stuff. I don't feel like I could do that. Maybe the Lord would enable me to do that if I came on a situation like that. But I've had my knees have buckled different times just visiting people in hospitals. I'll put it that way. But they're not afraid to get in there and to get dirty and to help. Problems are dirty. And sometimes we just kind of avoid them because of that. We don't like to get dirty, and we can avoid our problems and our difficulties. But getting dirty, taking the responsibility of, and I'm not, you know, we don't have to all be, I'm not a great mechanic. I'll take mine into the, I don't do everything myself. That's another step I want to mention, hopefully, before we close. Yeah, I wanted to say that, list that on there. Sometimes we got to ask for help. I'm not sure where that fits in. Let's see, let's put that number... I'll just put that for number... I'll just put it up here. This is one of my weaknesses. I'll have to confess to you. I don't like to ask people for help. I really don't like to ask for anything. But sometimes in life, we need to. We just need to say, I need some help with this. I need you to help pray for me. I need counsel. I need some help. Sometimes we need to do that and just say, I need some help. And the Lord can, I believe the Lord can provide avenues. He can open up resources. He can do things. He has a way of working. He doesn't speak to us in audible voice, but He uses people many times. I mentioned the other day, I don't know if you remember, but I was struggling with something, and I went down the road. I took my walk, and the Lord had a neighbor there. He just had him there waiting for me. He was down the road. I knew his name's Jim Jantz. He knew my grandparents on both sides. He's lived in the Lahoma area about all of his life. And the Lord, and I don't think he's a Christian man. I don't think he has a profession of faith. But he said something in our conversation it was what I needed. And I realized the Lord, when I walked away, I said, thank you, Lord. Because he said something, the Lord used him to get something. He didn't know it, but I did. And if we have that willingness, God has all kinds of, He just has all different ways, he has different areas that he can get us the help that we need if we desire it. And I believe in that. I believe the Lord can do that. Okay. I wanted to, let's see, we've got application, ask for help. And I wanted to mention this, when we fix something and there is something there that it's experience, we gain experience. If I don't ever explore, if I don't ever look and examine my problems, and if I just avoid them, then I'm never going to gain experience. Experience, that one scripture talks about, let patience have her perfect work. And that's another thing we need in this process, is patience. In this whole process, we need patience, because it doesn't always, the problems are not always fixed overnight. It's not like just a button we push and everything's changed and everything's okay now. But many times it's a process of learning and growing and experiencing. And God teaches us through those things. If it was just kind of like a magical button we push and everything was okay now, and I didn't have to examine, I didn't have to seek after knowledge, I didn't have to come to a point of decision, I didn't have to get dirty, then what do I gain? What is the real value that comes into my life if I don't have some of these learning curves and experiences in my life? But we gain experience through that. As I mentioned earlier, when we fix something, that feeling that comes that, hey, it works now. Satisfaction? Okay. And does experience give hope? You know, when I meet another problem situation, you know, the Lord helped me fix that problem. He can help me fix this problem. Confidence. Okay, confidence. It brings confidence. Satisfaction. You know, there's answers. Relationships. And I know in our relationship problems, we can't really fix the other people altogether, but I can fix my part. If I do my part, that can help fix many times a situation. But I'm encouraged today to know that there's answers to our problems. There's things that are solvable. There's things that are can have help. It doesn't have to be broken down just from now until eternity. It can be fixed. And the Lord can help us to fix that. And the last one I want to put up here. When the Lord has helped us, thank Him for it. It's not us that does the Lord. We're working with the Lord in conjunction with Him. It's not just us by ourselves. And many times it's not God by Himself. It's a working together, just like a marriage. But I'm thankful today that, you know, our marriages, our relationships, The problems in life, they're answers for those problems. If we'll take time, problem solve, if we'll use these steps. And anyway, that was such a blessing thinking about these steps that I went through. I haven't got to the bottom yet. I'm not totally satisfied and everything's not fixed yet with my mower. But I have confidence that it will be because I'm making headway. And if, you know, lo and behold, if I don't get it, I'm going to ask for help and get some help with it. But it can be fixed. Another thing, sometimes problems are costly. Sometimes they're costly. Sometimes they cost us something to get it fixed. Whether it's our own time, our own investment, there's many times a price tag involved with it. But I've just been inspired, encouraged. Those things, they can be fixed. The Lord can help fix. What's that?
Sometimes they can only be fixed by the manufacturer.
Well, he's got a manual for us. He's got a manual for us. And we need to look in the manual. And I'm thankful that that parts manual that I've got, it just was a big boost to help me to recognize all the different parts and to see the different places. Some of the stuff I didn't even know where was at, but it had pictures with it. You know, our manual's like that too. God can reveal to us and help us with our problems and our difficulties in life. So I'm encouraged, I'm challenged. I want you all to be too, that these problems that we face are opportunities for us. And I thought about that mower. You know that those three bolts going on that side, and that, you know, if that last one would come out, that tire just would have been it would have been going jangling everywhere. But the rub of life, the bumps of life. I don't know how many miles that little track, that I put quite a few miles on that little thing myself. But it's seen a lot of miles. It's seen a lot of activity, a lot of cutting, a lot of action. And life is that way. It tweaks and it strains, you know, life. And sometimes things have to be fixed. But God can help us. Appreciate your attention this morning.